Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery principle number two, embrace change.
The second of our synchrony delivery principles, coming right after the discussion on providing value for the customer, has been a core differentiator for our company and is one of the reasons Agile is so widely accepted in the world, although not always practiced well. It is. We embrace changing requirements, even late in delivery. We changed this slightly from the original text, which read, "Welcome changing requirements, even late in development. Agile processes harness change for the customer's competitive advantage." We like the word embracing instead of welcome because it felt stronger to us about how we feel about this principle. Also, we changed the word development to delivery because we felt it better encompasses what our teams do. The final sentence in the original principle seemed more of a justification than part of the actual principle itself. So why do we embrace change? Well, we know how hard it is to visualize the entire correct solution from the beginning. So we want to be able to be flexible for our customer to get to the right place. Plus, sometimes changes come along that we and the customer have no control over, and we want to be prepared for them. Our goal is the best solution and the most value. So if that means we need to change what we're doing midstream for the customer, we want to be able to do that. Being able to move toward the most value without overcommitting sets us apart from many in the industry, particularly those who are in the consulting business. Keeping this principle in mind helps us remember the importance of maintaining a quality code base and not building up too much technical debt, and also making assumptions too early that will cause us more work later. So what are the indications that a team is doing well at embracing change? Well, first, everything from the start needs to be built with the idea of accommodating rapid change. That could mean we're building in lots of automated tests to help tell us when things go wrong, or that we're monitoring our production system very closely so that we can know as soon as things happen that have caused a problem. At the same time, we want to make sure that the changes we make don't negatively impact the application's efficacy and sustainability. We want our code to last. It's too easy when we start making changes to end up with a code base that's an unmaintainable mess. This probably means that we're continually refactoring back to a simple design and that we're using continuous integration to help us know when our changes have caused a problem. For our customer, we need to make sure that our processes are allowing them to change the priority on a regular basis. This means we're showing them our work regularly and getting feedback. And if the result of that feedback is a change in direction or even undoing what we just did, we want to be open to that in order to arrive at the most value and the best solution. Another way to embrace change is to delay significant technical architecture decisions until we know the most, but not too late that we're going to have to do a lot of rework. This is a principle we generally refer to as the last responsible moment, and it's a balance we're always walking, but allows us to evaluate our decisions to make sure we're not doing things too early. Finally, we need to not only respond to change, but to help promote it with our customer. Our team should be actively tracking, presenting, and encouraging iteration and points of inflection so that we can help the customer find the best way forward. We shouldn't just passively do whatever we're told. We should be using our expertise to help the customer find the best way forward. And we can use techniques like low-fidelity prototypes and technical spikes to accomplish this. Embracing change instead of running from it is one of the key value propositions of Agile. It's simple to understand, but hard to master. We need to always focus on accepting and embracing this principle in order to achieve real customer success. Thanks.